Time now on our pregame show to visit with Tom Cerruteri, head coach of the Beavers. Tom, 10 points in the last two weekends. It's a pretty darn good stretch at a pretty darn good time of the year, isn't it?
Yeah, it is. And you know what? We left some points on the table. And, you know, if you want to get greedy, nobody wants to give up leads with five and a half minutes to go in the third period. And we did Thursday night at home against Ferris State. And we did Saturday night on the road against Northern Michigan. So, and we did a 3 weeks before that in Michigan Tech. We had a two-goal lead. So, I mean, you look at those points, you say, darn, those points would be great right now. And, again, we always talk about it. Everybody can sit there. Everybody's going to sit there and say, gosh, I wish we had this game back or wish we had this point back. And it's easy to play that game. But those were in the palm of our hands at an opportune time. But, again, we're still in a good spot right now. We've got 10 out of 12 in our last 2 weeks, like you mentioned, Schulze. And, you know, we're leading the league. So, no, we can't argue about that.
Has there been one key or just a collective of a lot of good things?
I just think a collective of a lot of good things. It's just razor thin, Schulze. It's just, I'm not going to sit there and say, hey, we're playing great or anything like that. It's just everything is razor thin, and we're getting a few breaks, and we're getting opportunities, and we're getting maybe the odd save at the right time or the right play at the right time, or you know, everything can go haywire quick too. We've been on the other side, so I don't know, Schulze. It's just nothing. I can't even tell you what's going on. To be honest with you, I don't think anybody can. You just play, and we're winning some tight games, which is good.
You've had, you know, contributions from every line and virtually every D pairing. How important is a deep team late in the season that you're not relying on one guy and you're not relying on one line to get everything done for you?
I think it's huge, Schulze, and I don't necessarily mean that everybody's got to score, but if you know what, like, gosh, if we can get our fourth line 9 to 10 minutes, I mean, that's good minutes for everybody else to, you know, it's just good. That's good minutes. It's good distribution of minutes, and if we can do that, that's awesome.
You mentioned the fourth line. Jake McLean's been the one guy that you can pencil into that lineup every night. Who's been with him has changed an awful lot as of late. But how much do you trust Jake right now?
Well, he's played a lot, so now he's battle-tested. He's a battle-tested player. He's a centerman, so that's why you don't want to, you know, when you don't have as many centers, you want your centerman to have to play, and we're trying to develop him for the future, and he's really playing well. We're really happy with his overall game, you know, at the puck, away from the puck. He's just doing a lot of good things.
All of your other centers are veterans. How much has he leaned on those guys? How much have those guys helped him throughout the course of the year?
I don't know. I mean, I don't know what happens on behind the scenes, but I just think a lot of what's helping is just being observing. And he's very observant, and he's observing what's going on all the time, you know, in our meetings, on the ice, the expectations. I think that's probably the biggest thing is that you when you're young, you're a sponge, and I just think he's a sponge right now, and that's good.
Adam Flamang has scored in bunches as of late. Eric Polkamp has scored a bunch since he came back from the World Juniors. How nice is it to get a couple of guys really, really rolling, and you're able to, I don't want to say pencil them in for a few points a night or a weekend, but those guys certainly have.
For sure, and you need surprises. Every team needs surprises, and I'm not saying Flammer's a surprise, but because, again, like I've told you before, he was hot the second half of the year last year. He was playing good, and then, of course, that injury happened in Bowling Green. But he's a good hockey player, and he's still young, but he's got a heavy, heavy, strong stick. He's got good instincts, and he's been showcasing those skills over the course of the last month pretty darn good. But you do need surprises. You always need surprises that second half of the year as you go into the playoffs.
Erie Vaisanen, earlier this week at Media Day, he's like, I was fighting it a little offensively early on. How nice is it to get him back to where he is right now?
For sure. I mean, there's just it's really good. And they're playing well. They're seeing they're playing well. And then how they're playing is attributed to why they're playing well, too. And he's doing a lot of things now that maybe weren't being done early in the year. And then now when he recognizes those things that he's doing well, and he's getting rewarded for it. It's like, okay, note to self, I better keep that going. So that's always good as well.
More with Coach Cerruteri when we come back. Corner Bar pregame show continues here on the Beaver Radio Network. Welcome back to our pregame show, part two with head coach Tom Cerruteri. Tom, you guys swept St. Thomas. But boy, that series was a long time ago. Two completely different teams this weekend than that weekend, aren't they?
Yeah, you know what, Schulze, I'm sincere when I say I don't really remember the series. I really don't. I couldn't tell you much about it. It was so long ago.
Teams always do change. How much when you've got teams on your schedule spread out like this, is it almost another new scout on them since it's been so long and teams do naturally change?
100%. And a lot of the things, you know, it is a new scout. That's a good way of putting it. And there's things that are obviously a little different. There's things that are the same. There's things that obviously you say, oh, okay, that resonates with us. I remember this. I remember that. But, I mean, you're just doing your job. But it's just – you're just trying to get re-familiar with the – probably the best thing is you're trying to get, you know, re-familiar with those teams. And it doesn't take long to you know, you go back to your notes and you go back to your video of when you played them the first time around. But that's what you need to do. You got to go back to those types of things too because it's not – you know, it's not embedded in your brain, that's for sure.
What have you noticed about them as of late?
Well, again, just games are tight. They're a good team. They're fast. Everything we know. They got great speed. They defend hard. They don't have too many holes in their game. They might have, you know what, they might have the best depth lines 1-4 in our league. They got two goaltenders who are playing. I mean, they're a good hockey team.
When you look at teams that are successful late in the season, generally speaking, they're rock solid on special teams. Where are they? Where do you think you're trending?
Well, I don't know. But that's what's kind of weird. You take a look at our league. We're leading the league right now, and our statistics aren't great. It's a weird year, Schulze. It's all I'm going to say. I don't know what to say. It's a weird year for everybody. So I don't even analyze statistics right now because it doesn't make any sense.
What have you focused on? All right, we'll go that way on your special teams this week and how, you know, what their power play does, what you're anticipating their penalty kill to do against you guys.
Yeah, I mean, same thing we do every week. If it was same thing we do week one, same thing we're doing week 18. Nothing different, Schulze. Just we're playing to the team that we're playing. We're trying to there's some things that we're going to try a little different. There's some things that we got to on the penalty kill that they have some staples that they do, and then we're talking about them. We showed it on video, and we try to walk through some of those things.
They obviously have a lot of guys from the Twin Cities area, as do you. Heard somebody say this week that, you know, if the venue wasn't what it is, you know, maybe it could get 3,000-5,000 people, you know, to watch this series just because of all the ties down in the Twin Cities area. Even though it's a small building, it should be a great atmosphere this weekend, shouldn't it?
Oh, for sure. It will be. It'll be humming. I mean, it's going to be sold out both nights, I would think. And if not, they're close to it. So, you know, with, you know, the limited amount of seating with the low ceiling, I just think it's going to be actually go back to some John Glass days. That's probably the best way of putting it.